It's January 11th, 2024, and you're listening to Reality Daily, your daily source of reality TV schedule, news, and commentary. My name is Wyatt, and if you listened yesterday, you already know what I'm about to say. The winter storms have hit North Carolina, where I reside. Unfortunately, not able to have time, so I am doing this on my phone. So forgive me for lack of audio quality, but I hope that we will be good tomorrow. Not a whole lot going on today, only two premieres, but let's hop into them. A&E taking the stand new season. This is where they go into court cases, and this person is on trial for something, usually murder, that's significant. But they are going to take the stand in an effort to defend themselves, and they're going to dramatize their testimony and the cross-examination of everything. So for this episode, exotic animal dealer Wild Bill is on the stand for accusations he murdered his girlfriend's boyfriend after he stole 27 grand in animals from him. Also, undercover caught on tape. This is going to be on Identification Discovery. Undercover ATF and DEA agents recap some of their most dangerous stories. And I apologize. I said Identification Discovery. It is going to be A&E. That's going to be on. So two true crime-centric shows tonight. Not a whole lot going on. Let me tell you about the other shows that are coming out on Thursday. We have Southern Charm on Bravo. It's part one of the reunion. It's the first time that JT and Austin have been together since their face-off on the finale. Taylor and Olivia, they're going to delve into their broken relationship. And then Shep is on the hot seat. Also on Bravo, Southern Hospitality. Maddie scores a huge DJ gig. Em is going to step up as the acting VIP manager in her absence. Grace and Liam's love life turns cold while Mia's heats up. Over on Fox Hell's Kitchen, the chefs are going to try to impress a star-studded guest list while Gordon makes a shocking decision. On History Channel, we have Swamp People times two. First, the Swamp People. Troy hits a double shift, making him tired. He's going to work day and night. And also, Joey is going to test out his father's airboat. Then after that, it's Swamp Mysteries. A mysterious disappearance in Troy's backyard sends him deep into the bayou to confront the unknown. Then we have Married to Real Estate over on HGTV. Egypt and Mike are going to rush to find a place for an expanding family with high standards. Then we have This Old House over on Magnolia Network. This team works on the Lexington House by installing slab-on-grade foundation, accessible AV solutions, a curbless shower, and automatic zero-threshold doors. I don't even know what half those words mean, but I do know that This Old House is one of the most iconic home renovation shows, so maybe you'll enjoy that. Over on A&E, The First 48, a man is lured into a deadly trap and detectives must act quick before it happens again. Getting international now, we have Dragon Den in Canada. Five businesses are going to be on display this episode over on CBC. A wardrobe assistant using AI, ergonomic slippers, a fruit winery, a point of sale service for small businesses, and a donut bake shop business. Should be really fun. Dragon Den in the UK also has a new episode. They're going to have a special effects artist who has a new skincare range, and twins think they have the solution to how to get more renters a mortgage. Traders episode 5 is over in the UK. Looks like they're going to be doing some type of challenge in a graveyard. Looks like they may have to dig up some fake graves or something. Should be kind of creepy. Style It episode 2. We mentioned this yesterday. It's on Emma Willis. You can watch the entire episodes 1 through 3 on iBox Player if you have it. But if you're going to watch it on BBC 3, it's going to be a prom-themed challenge. Over on Channel 4, we have the fourth episode of Celebrity Cooking School. The celebrities are going to tackle crab, beef, and one celebrity makes the worst dessert the show has ever seen. And then we have Secret Life of a Safari Park on Channel 4. An antelope is having a baby, but could it be twins? The wolves keep fighting each other, and baboons, swing into action. Then we have Excellent over on Telemundo and BB Celebrities over on Nouveau over on the Quebec French channel. Here's a documentary that comes out today that's very interesting to me. It came out in 2022, but it is going to be on Netflix today. It's called Mr. Organ. It's a documentary. The same person that did the documentary Tickled, which is a very good kind of true crime adjacent documentary where this guy had this undercover, like pornographic business that he was using to extort people. he got to the bottom of that. That same guy has this car clamping story where there's this antique shop that doubles as a car clamping business, and they would go and put the wheel clamps on people and extort them for money to be able to remove them. So he goes and tries to do a movie on that or a story on that. And what he finds out is the guy that's running it has a much deeper history. And I watched the trailer, and it gets really intense to the point where I think the guy may have actually got a copy of the documentary guy's house, like got a copy of the key for the house so he could like just walk in and spy on the guy's house. Very odd. It is going to be coming on Netflix today. It is Mr. Oregon. Definitely would check that out. Over in streaming news, Hulu's going to add Gordon Ramsay's Road Trip Spanish Vacation Part 1. Peacock has a new reality show that's going to be coming out. I teased this yesterday. It's called Couple to Thruple. It's going to start February 8th, 3 episodes a week for 3 weeks, and then a 1-episode standalone finale. Basically, it's going to be Temptation Island for this, like, pansexual, polycurious people. So you have 4 couples. I believe it is 3 hetero couples. Now, granted, some of these people may be non-binary. I just don't know it yet. The cast is not out. And then 2 men. And they're going to have a plethora of all these other people that are, you know, polycurious as well. And what it seems by the trailer is that each, quote-unquote, week, I assume episode, they're going to get a chance to, like, pick one of these people to kind of join their couple in a trial run as, like, this thruple. And then I guess at the end of the, quote-unquote, episode week, whatever you want to call it, they can exchange that person out if they want to. And at the end, you'll find out not only are the couples ready for this type of step of bringing somebody to the relationship, but or have they found the right person? To me personally, I think the idea of it is interesting. I just think that it should have been more Temptation Island-based, and maybe it will be. It's just when you're picking somebody out to trial for a trial run, I just think it'd be a lot better if you just had everybody in the same house, and it's almost like an orgy type thing, because then I think you see a lot more separation, and you see the people act as individuals instead of couples, and I think that's where the drama comes in, where it's like one person is getting more action than the other, or maybe, like, you know, one girl is, like, grinding on the men, and then the guy's jealous, or vice versa. So that, to me, is what would be interesting, but I definitely will be watching. It's something new. I can't think of something that's been like this. I guess the closest thing would be in the UK. There was a show called Open House, which was a very, like, sex-positive show. It was almost like a glorified orgy fest that was on regular television. It was the closest thing I could think of, and I didn't even watch that show, so I don't even know how good it was, if it was drama-filled or not. All right, well, we appreciate everybody for listening. You can follow us on our social media pages at Reality Daily Pod. Let us know if there's anything that we missed. Got a jam-packed episode on Friday. Hopefully, we'll get the power fixed and everything, and I'll be able to get back on my microphone, because I got Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and there's like 7 or 8 new shows that are going to be coming out this weekend. So I want to talk about them all and all the other shows that you can be catching over the weekend. All right, appreciate you all for listening. Until next time. Bye.